Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, we are putting your ass on notice about the hookup we didn't know we needed. Ooh. Are Lizzo and Niall Horan the new it couple? I'm Justin Sylvester, here with Morgan Stewart McGraw.
Hello.
And Lonnie Love. Woo. In my prison color.
I like that. Coming to the set 20 minutes early, Justin and I were backstage, and we're like, Lonnie is such a professional. That's why she gets all these checks, because she was sitting it there, 7:40. I was like, I haven't put my shoes on yet.
No. I was in hair and makeup, yeah. And she was doing another job. She was out here using our space and our intranet.
To get a hit, yeah.
To do another hit.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't FaceTime with my kid, because Lonnie's job.
Shameless plug. Okay.
Shameless plug.
There you go.
Well, let's start with Chris Evans, because he's about to lose his job and his boo. Lizzo has a new man in her life, and that can only mean that things are headed in one direction.
Uh-oh. All of my fans, and I'm sure your fans too, feel like we should date. Maybe they're onto something, but before we commit, are we compatible? If we get married, would you make me sign a prenup?
Wait a minute, who got more money? You know what, now I trust you. We wouldn't have to sign a prenup.
I love you and I trust you. And last one, see if you could turn me on with your sexiest animal noise.
To do that on the spot, I'd be like, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Why can't I see these two together?
Can you?
Yeah.
I will say my husband did golf with him 2 weeks ago. And said they split up into teams because it was a bunch of them. And he said that he is so lovely, so charming, completely, just unrelated. I obviously didn't know I was going to speak about him, and said he was so cool. So
opposites do attract.
I'm not even a part of it, but they went golfing and said he was very Irish and very cool. So, and she's very cool, so maybe they will date.
Irish are good.
Irish are good.
My boyfriend's Irish. They're very good with black women.
Right? Oh my God, aren't they?
We've talked about your boyfriend this many times and you've never mentioned that he's Irish. Is he Irish?
He's Irish.
Does he have an accent like that?
No, but he can, though.
Oh,
he's been in America for so long. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. You know when it comes
out. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to scoot closer to Lonnie.
Right? I'm going to turn this conversation a little serious because I brought up the other day that a lot of times women don't like to date outside their race, especially black women. Uh-huh. How was that for you being a black woman in Hollywood dating outside your
race?
Is
that true?
You know, it depends.
Right.
I mean, I think some women, as they get older, they're like, they open up their options. But we feel in the community,
yep.
We feel like we have this sense of...
Obligation.
Yeah, obligation. And so we tend to try to stay within our race. But times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, black men have been dating everybody since the...
Dawn of time. since Eve.
It's like, so now... Women are now coming out, and when you see things like what Lizzo is doing, even just the flirtation, it's like, we're not making a big deal about it.
No.
It's like, if they get along, they get along. And I like, what I liked about this was about compatibility, because that's what I say in my book. I tried to change, so you don't have to. That you
she
should have compatibility.
Us?
Compatibility is what's important. And that, because look at how many different people, different cultures there are in the United States. You're bound to find someone attractive that is not of your race.
let it happen.
Right.
But are you guys compatible? That's all that matters.
It is true, because all the circumstances surrounding that can go away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's so
and then
true.
You're left with the person. So you can never marry somebody for the wrong reasons. I mean, you can for a little, but eventually if everything comes crumbling down, you're stuck with that person.
He would have to have a prenup, though.
You believe?
Oh, yeah. Straight up.
He would sign one for her.
Yes.
But he's got One Direction money, so I think
they split it five ways.
No, see? But still, they made a lot of money.
No, they split it five ways. I'm not a...
Is he kidding? It's not like he and I splitting our check. It's not the same thing. It's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
We'd get like $14.99 each.
You know, I do get the prenup of it all. You know, I understand people who have been together since high school or college or early 20s, and they built something together and the person supported them and you feel entitled to half of that. I'm now in my 30s. The man I'm going to meet at this moment in my life is probably going to be established. So I would sign a prenup and not feel like, you know, I was deserving of what you built before I was born. But trust and believe, I'm still going to take you to court and I'm still going to fight for it.
And it also depends on like the life you come. If you're together for 2 years, okay, maybe that's a different situation. But if you build a family together, you go through life with this person for the majority of your life, you help guide them. I mean, as a partner, you become an emotional support system. I mean, her man's emotionally supporting her. She's got lots of checks coming in, you know?
Oh, she plugged three projects and we
got a book. I got whiplash from the book. I was like, oh,
she came here.
She came here.
This is the thing, though. I think that if you're just a decent person, we've heard stories about Steven Spielberg when his first divorce, you know, he allegedly, you know, the when it came out, he redid the renegotiations and he left a note and said, hey, you know, you've done so much, you deserve more. I'm that type of person. So for me, I don't care even if the relationship ended bad, I would still be fair because I still care about that person. I want that person to have a certain type of life.
You know
now,
what?
That's how I feel.
That's how you feel. But most men aren't that way.
No,
most men like
that's
to
true.
See.
And most women, too. I feel like if a woman is really successful and works really hard, the last thing she wants to do, if her man and her end on bad terms, is give half of her worth to him. I mean, it's true. But I feel like, I know this is going to be shocking. I'm like you. I feel like I would want to be fair.
Yeah, I would want to be fair.
I would want to be fair.
Especially if you have children involved, all that kind of stuff, you want to be fair. It's just right. You know what? You can always make money. Money comes and goes. Believe that.
And if you spend money, it always comes. You have to spend money and for it to come.
If you save it and hold on to it.
If
you're always like this, Justin,
it's true.
It never can come in. But
it's
if you're like this, I'm telling you.
You know what? I'm going to change. Let me call my credit union. I'm going to change my whole philosophy. Motherhood isn't for everybody, and Laverne Cox is not ashamed to admit that.
Yes.
She posted, I see so many friends and colleagues becoming parents, and I'm so happy for all of you. I'm even happier for me, ecstatic even, that I am not becoming a parent ever, never, ever.
Yeah.
The thought brings me so much joy.
Somebody been asking her. That's why she's doing this.
You know, well, she got that secret man.
Yes.
So people are probably like, what's happening? Are the kids coming? Are you about to get married?
Why do people, are we still in a place where like you think you can ask somebody that? You cannot ask somebody if they're,
if
you get married or you're in a long-term relationship, you cannot say, are you having kids? You don't know if someone's trying to have kids. You have no idea what's going on, or maybe they don't want them. And I'm really happy that she put this out there because not everybody, you can speak to this, not everybody wants children, and that's fine.
But the thing that I picked up on this, which is interesting, if you read further down, she says that she is in the process of reparenting her own inner child.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Finish.
Yeah. And I'm going to come back to you on that one. And I totally get it because there are times where, you know, my childhood was a little rushed, and it was a little... My childhood was...
You had to grow up quick.
Hard. I had to grow up really quickly.
It was hard.
I had a hard growing. I had a hard upbringing. And there was a long time where I was like, I don't want kids because I don't want to pass that along to them or I don't want to mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, working for Kyle and being able to grow up with Portia, being around, because I met Kyle when Portia was
one. Being exposed to that childhood.
I feel like I repaired my inner child living vicariously through her.
You're so lucky that's free of charge. I'm paying someone $350 a week.
You pay that much?
$350 a week cash for 50 minutes. It's not even on the hour.
Really?
Yeah.
I will come. come over there.
Oh, come with me anytime. I'm not kidding. I mean, I for the first year and a half of me seeing this woman, I was like, I feel like I'm coming out this way, but I'm not feeling that inside. And we finally, after a year and however many thousands of dollars later, got to the point where she's like, your little child inside is this girl looking up, being like, you're so misunderstood. Why is everyone taking this way? And this person has been conditioned to deal with all of the trauma and bark and come out differently.
Yes.
So your inner child is completely disconnected.
Oh.
So you need to make everything streamline and come out the same. You have to
yes.
focus on who this person was, what they went through, and make sure that that's what you're distributing out into the world. Because I used to get into so many different issues or feel like people were taking me a certain way, and I'd be like, but that's not how I'm feeling inside, so I don't get the disconnect.
And that was your inner child.
And it's
screaming.
All about, yes, it's the disconnection between.
Yeah.
And it's good because don't bring a
sense.
Child in the world if you really don't want them.
That's, by the way,
it's just like, it's okay. It's enough people that want to have children.
Enough. And also, I knew I was going to have a child. I was terrified of having postpartum depression. And I was I did so much intense therapy before she came to not put shit on her.
Yes.
Right.
I did EMDR for 2 hours a week.
Good.
I mean, I was throwing
up.
I was so sick last year when I was pregnant, and I did so much work on myself to not project onto her.
Oh,
you were
good.
Definitely doing the work.
So much.
Yes.
And
yes.
It really, I feel so, she came, it was amazing. And then my thyroid was like, F you, so it didn't work anyway. But
yeah.
It's still really, if you are having children and you feel like you need to deal with stuff, I highly suggest
well,
you speak
to
somebody.
Well, for me, it was just a money issue. It
right.
was just the fact that I was just like, you know, kids cost a lot of money.
By the way.
I'm on the road. I didn't want to leave a child. I didn't want to leave someone else with my child because I'm like you, the way I grew up.
Yep.
And I just didn't trust anybody else taking care of my child. And I said, you know what? And at a certain point, it came to me. It's like, it's okay if you don't have children. But where she's probably letting everybody know is because every time you do an interview, they're like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have children? When are you going to have family? And it's like, it's other questions to
yeah.
ask about. Ask the reason why I'm here.
Yeah.
Instead of my personal
life. Or how
life.
Are you doing? How'd you meet? That's a good question. Any summer plans? You have no idea what somebody's going through if they struggled for 5 years
I've
to get pregnant.
Learned my lesson. I have learned my lesson.
You can't ask. Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, and we all know you sold that ovary for some money, honey. Because
yeah.
we know.
Lonnie was awake for her own nose.
I would be a surrogate, though.
Don't forget.
I would be a surrogate.
Would you?
Yeah.
You want to be mine for my next one?
I can still hold babies.
I'm going to call you. I'm definitely going to call
I
you.
I'll have your baby.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold it.
Mark
and
I
give it right to you. Like, here you go.
Done. And Morgan will pay for it. Still ahead, Selena Gomez backtracks on some controversial comments. Uh-oh. Why now? And is it ever okay to burn a bridge? We'll discuss that later.
What she said.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selena Gomez is backtracking after some controversial comments.
Uh-oh.
She recently said that she signed her life away to Disney when she was younger. Well, now she is changing her tune and claiming those comments were all in good fun. According to the Radio Times, Selena told reporters, "I'm beyond proud of the work that I did with Disney. It kind of shaped who I am in a way." Selena added that she had an overall positive experience on Wizards of Waverly Place and says she is very lucky. Now, the producers wanted to know, why do you think she felt the need to clarify? But I think she needed to clarify because her agent told her that Disney owned half of this goddamn place called Hollywood,
yep.
and she'd be lucky to get a Lifetime movie Sunday special if she didn't shut her damn mouth.
Yeah. But by the way, like, I don't know if you, when you think of Selena Gomez, when I think of Selena Gomez, I do not think Disney.
No.
I think major career, massive Instagram star, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I hate to put them together still, but I think of them. I think of her dating The Weeknd for a stint, and like, I never felt like that made sense. I don't think of her, obviously, she's younger, so maybe I wasn't in the Wizards of Waverly Place
yes.
generation, but I don't think of her as Disney.
Yeah.
No, I don't think of her as Disney.
Mm-mm.
I do feel, though, she is part of that generation that is the I did too. Like when one Disney girl said, you know, my experience was so traumatic. All of a sudden, 10 of them are like, mine too,
yeah.
mine too. And it's like, You don't have to have that street cred. You don't have to have a terrible upbringing to be someone cool. It's the same with all these people who have anxiety all of a sudden. I'm like, girl, you don't have anxiety. You need attention. Well, shut up. Like,
yeah. First of all, I've worked with children in children's television before, okay? And it was both Disney and Nickelodeon.
Of course you
and
did.
And I can say...
She was the lunch the lady, she told us.
At the same time.
I can say that they treat those children very well. I mean, they're under... So, you know, signing lives away and things like that, they treat them very well. They're under, you know, strict code. There's a certain, you know,
they have hours
and things like that, and their pay and all that kind of... And actually, Disney pays very well for children. You know, yeah. I'm just going to say that. So to say that, I would have to say that's just... You're
ridiculous.
Seeking some attention.
Yeah. And also, yeah. At the end of the day, like, you wanted to do this. This was all you ever dreamed up before you even got this job. That was all you wanted. So it's important to remember that. Someone said that to me this morning. Like, you're having a bad day. You're like, well, remember, at one point, you didn't have any of this, and you really wanted it. So don't forget that.
Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Damn, your nanny is working overtime right now.
Well, you know, she had it. She's getting, you know. She's going through some stuff.
Oh, my God. You guys, on to Kanye. Or should I say yay? Because Kanye just filed court papers to legally change his name to just yay.
He's hot there, yeah.
How do you feel about this? Are you yay or nay?
Yay. Lonnie?
His mama named him Kanye Omari West. I'm going to keep calling him. I don't care what your mama named you that. Mm-mm. You're Kanye.
I agree.
I don't care.
Look. I'm cool with the man changing his name.
What?
But stick with one name, because this shit that Diddy been pulling for the last 16 years, going from Puff Daddy to Puffy to Diddy Love, back to Sean Combs, on to Love. Like, this is a name, not a shirt.
And
you
also,
can't keep on changing it.
I call him whatever I want to call him. When I see him, I call him Diddy.
Diddy.
I call him Puffy. Sometimes it's just, but for him, his mama gave him that name. And everything that he's been through, especially with his mother, I feel like it's disrespectful to do that. To change your name like that. If you want to go by Ye, we'll call you that. But leave your name legally. That's what Donya would
also,
want.
Also, we've been patient with you through this album delay, through you levitating, through you living
album.
Through the jail cell or whatever in the stadium. We stand by you. I've said it 1,000 times. He's my Gemini sister. You don't need to get work. You don't have time to change your name. You need to deliver.
What? Right?
You don't have time to file papers. You have a whole ass album that needs to come out.
No. He's busy. He's busy. He's busy delivering those crates to the inner city so that black people will be distracted from this album release.
No. We need to do the crate challenge.
Lonnie, don't say things like this because we're going to have to do it.
Do the crate. I won't do it.
Right.
But you two can do it. No, just like
can't wait till Friday.
Bitch, she will kill herself with that skinny ass.
She'd take off her shoes. She's fine.
She would. She is so skinny right now.
She's
she would kill
20.
Herself.
You wouldn't even move the crate.
I would break a...
Let's do the crate challenge.
Great. Can't wait till Friday.
You guys are listening.
Yeah.
Just send us a tweet.
Uh-huh.
All I need is one. The one person that's watching.
Yep.
Send it right now to Daily Pop. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, you know what? Send that tweet and also send that workman's comp lawyer too because that's exactly
Actually,
what I'm going to get.
Maybe we should climb on some crates and get hurt and see what happens. Why is my dad FaceTiming?
Your dad is letting you know.
He's FaceTiming.
Lonnie.
That is not the crate. That's not it.
Oh my God. I do want to say, I wanted to bring this up in the last block and I never really got a chance to say it, but I've known you for 10 years. And I never in my mind doubted you as a parent or a mother.
Right.
I doubted you as a pregnant person.
Right, and I was pretty good.
And you were pretty good, but you were also living in Malibu, so you were fine.
I was fine. Well, no, I moved. I moved pregnant.
To another mansion.
And just so you know, I was violently ill pregnant and showed up every day and did this show. Like, I'm talking...
That's why you took 4 months off?
Yeah. It was four... Everyone thinks that's a vacation. When you have 6 pounds come out of your labia, you let me know.
You took it. Take as many time... Because I was here for you.
They
said she coming next week, and you never came.
No, then I was...
I was like, let her take her time. I don't care.
I was not in a position. I wasn't looking
good. You showed
good.
Me one picture of the baby. I was in love. Yeah. I said, take... And I saw you 2 months after.
There that you go. Good. 2 months.
You know what? Lonnie said it, not me. Up next, Snooki is here. She's telling us about baby number four and why her oldest son thinks she is so embarrassing, Mom. Don't go anywhere. In today's Would You Do It, Reggae Jean Page stole our hearts as the Duke in Bridgerton, and now he's coming for our dreams, too.
Oh.
He's partnering with Calm to read bedtime stories. Listen to this.
Good evening. My name is Reggae Jean Page. Tonight, I'll be accompanying you as we travel back through time to Old England. You'll join a naturalist on a perfect English summer afternoon as he makes his way to the country retreat of a royal family.
Oh. Mm. If I'm paying $2.99 a week, I want the Duke. Mm. And I want him to talk about how he's gonna take my corset off once I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking for.
That ass that we saw. Episode 3.
I didn't get to ask. I need to rewatch Bridgerton and give it a shot.
How many episodes did you get into?
I don't know. Maybe I was on my phone too much. I just didn't love it like everyone
else. You
got it.
You have to. You can't be distracted.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta look. By episode 3, you get it.
They must have paid. I mean, for him to do this, this is a lot.
Calm?
Yeah, like they paid him.
No, they ain't paying nothing.
What do you think he's just doing this? He's like the most sought after person right now. He just came off the biggest show, and he clearly feels comfortable about that because he's not coming back to that show.
You're right. You know, I'm not doing this though.
I like the voice.
He's got a hot voice. He's a hot person.
Okay, you know, honey. You're by your bedside and you're lonely at night. Going to throw on that reggae.
All right. Somebody tell Lonnie that this is Daily Pop and not Nightly Pop, please. Okay? And your ass never lonely.
This the topic.
Channing.
Y'all still have this topic. If you want me to talk about it.
Story of our lives.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz are causing more excitement in New York than we realize. Page Six reports that a group of Brooklyn moms have started a text chain with one goal, to find Channing and Zoe. Mm. Apparently, the self-described stroller mafia isn't about to miss their chance to see the Magic Mike in person.
Stroller mafia?
The stroller mafia. And half of them are probably drunk during the day.
If I'm ever associated with anything called stroller mafia, you better come and get me.
I heard your mommy and me is pretty.
Yeah, but that's in a circle of grass. We're not strolling the streets.
On some fur grass.
Yeah.
How far would you go to see your favorite celebrity? Because I know for me, I ain't going farther than Craig's, and that's 3 blocks away.
Amen.
And the food better be free.
Amen. It's just, I've never, even when I was 16, I feel like I just have never been a fangirl.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. There were some moments where I would go to Ledoux just to see if Brody Jenner was going to show up.
But that was like fun. That was just see and watch from afar. Like, you weren't trying to get a photo with that person. Like, that's lame.
No, I was trying to see if he was going to lick something.
Yeah,
he was fine.
By the way, he's
great. Challenges. Jody, Blonde Mom Bomb.
Blonde Challenge. Mom Bomb.
Life of Nikki. I see you. Crate Challenge. Doing it on Friday.
You know what? We're going to do it on Friday.
We got two people.
And you know what? We're going to do it on Friday.
No, you know what? We have to film something after. So if one of us gets hurt, it's not good.
Oh, here you go.
Are you filming with us after? You should. If you film with us after, we'll do Crate Challenge.
By the way, Lonnie, if you do it first, I'll do it second.
It's a Bad and Bougie Crate Challenge. We got three. Woo! We cooking with gas!
By the way, we just realized that they're all coming from Lonnie's burner account. Coming up, Real Housewife of Potomac star Wendy Osepa is here, honey. Zen Win, the Win Reaper. And so is Snooki. Stay tuned.
I had to have Leopard on my bed. I definitely want another baby, so this is where it's going to be. This is where it's going to take place. A lot of people do come in my room and they're like, why do you have a picture of your cat? Anytime that I'm like sad or upset, I just turn around and look at Rocky and he's watching over me in his angel suit.
MTV Cribs is back, you guys, and taking us inside Nicole Snooki Palizzi's bedroom. The Jersey star is here with us now. Welcome.
Snooki!
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, first up, did I just hear you say that you want another baby?
What I heard.
Yeah, that's what you heard, but are you working on that now?
So I filmed that 2 months ago. I changed my mind. I'm very stressed with the 3 kids now. So as of right now, that's on hold. If it happens, it happens. But I'm not trying. Like, I'm not ready.
No. Okay.
All right.
I feel like it's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
I see that for you.
That bed is huge. So I would say it may happen.
Yeah. I don't want that right now, though. So I enjoy my wine.
Talking about the bed, you said you and your husband sleep in separate bedrooms. Is that still happening or what?
No, yeah, so we definitely love co-sleeping. So I sleep with my daughter, sometimes my baby, and then he sleeps in the room with Lorenzo, my oldest. But we still make time for each other because it's actually cute. We'll text each other and be like, do you want to meet, do you want to meet in the guest room? And then we can watch a movie, have some wine. So it's kind of like cute because, you know, we're like dating and we're going to go meet each other.
I love so that. Cute. It's so cute to keep it like interesting and exciting and not see each other every single second of the day. All right, your son Lorenzo, he's 9 next week. Can you even believe that? You said he's seen clips of you on Jersey Shore and called you embarrassing. How do you explain Jersey Shore to your kids?
Well, as of right now, they think I'm an actress, so they think Jersey Shore is like ER. Like they think it's an actual scripted, you know, drama series.
Right.
So I'm good for a little bit. So mommy's an actress, you know, she has won a lot of Emmys and she kills it. But I feel like once they're like 18, then I could be like, all right, kids, that was really mommy and she was a mom.
That's a really smart way to approach it. I'm going to say I'm an actress. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you're an actress.
Yeah, I'm an actress. You know? Mm-hmm.
Do
I like
you think
that.
Your kids are going to follow in your footsteps with reality TV?
Oh God, I hope not. No, I'm like that mom that like wants my kids to be totally better than me. Like my daughter right now, she wants to be a veterinarian. I hope she goes that way. Oh. My son wants to be a WWE wrestler. Totally fine with that. And then Angelo, he's 2. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. But I mean, I prefer them to have like a different path than mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute.
So, so sweet. It's so crazy. You never know what your kids are going to want to be or end up. All right, we have to get to this. You're the host of a new show on MTV called Messiness. Now, we all saw a lot of messy moments, of course, on Jersey Shore. But what was the messiest one that didn't make it? The messiest moment we didn't see on the show?
You saw everything, unfortunately. Like everything that I did crazy or stupid or embarrassing, you saw it on the show because the producers are not going to cut that out. So you saw it all. You probably didn't see a lot of us girls peeing in bushes because it was just too much pee. But you basically saw everything.
And you're working with Tori Spelling. That's your messy Bessie. How is that?
Messy Bessie.
Honestly, I was like a huge fan of her to begin with because she's just so entertaining to me. And when I met her, everything was just so perfect, like better than I ever imagined. She's just like so chill. She doesn't try and like be, you know, this classy, like, you know, 90s actress. She's just like, where's my wine? Like, she's just like so cool. Sorry, I swore. Oh my God.
No, you're fine. We do it every day.
So sweet.
No, yeah, but she's like just, she's a mess and she's like the perfect person for the show. So I love working with her.
Is that your favorite part? What would you say your favorite part is on working on Messiness?
Well, I always wanted to be a host. So I always wanted to be Oprah, but like late night. So I feel like I'm getting there.
Right.
But I love the fact that we're literally just watching clips of people being embarrassing, being drunk and just kind of relating it to our experiences, and we're also drinking wine, and then we all hang out after. I don't know, it's just like such a fun, chill, positive, relaxed vibe that I didn't expect the show to like be so amazing.
You know what, you are amazing. You've been amazing for a long time, Snooki. I think, you know, you are a star.
Yep.
And, you know, you were the one that led that cast.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you have
been. True.
I mean, we watch it for you, Jersey Shore. I mean, and I love Mike. I worked with Mike for, we did a reality show, World's Worst Cooked. He cooked the greatest pasta.
Oh.
And now he has his first baby. How do you think he's handling being a dad?
Oh, Mike is literally the best dad. I feel like we were all born to be parents because even though you wouldn't think that like the first couple of seasons of Jersey Shore, we're all phenomenal at being parents. Like it's our favorite job ever. And, you know, same with Mike, like, you know, you didn't think that he would be the best dad ever. Mm-hmm. And he's the best dad ever. He's just like so obsessed with the baby.
Oh my God.
He's always telling Lauren, like, go get your nails done. Me and Romeo are just chilling. So it's his little twin.
That face. Oh my God. Snooki, thank you so much for joining us. We love having you. Congratulations on Messiness. You have so much going on. Definitely call us first if you get pregnant again, though.
Oh my God. Please stop. Let's go drink our wine.
More wine. All right, you guys. Cribs airs tonight on MTV. Yeah. And be sure to check out Messiness. It's airing every night this week. And stick around. Real Housewives of Potomac star Dr. Wendy Osefo joins us next. Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton usually get the fashion crown, but according to British magazine Tatler, the most stylish royal is Italian model Beatrice Borromeo. Beatrice is the daughter of an Italian aristocrat, and she's married to Princess Caroline of Monaco's son. And casting for the new Annie is official. Child actress Selena Smith will play the iconic lead role in NBC's Annie Live. She'll be joined by Harry Connick Jr. as Daddy Warbucks and Taraji P. Henson as Miss Hannigan. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls will play Grace, and Titus Burgess has been cast as Rooster. You can check them out on December 2nd, only on NBC. And Scott Peterson's sister-in-law, Janie Peterson, believes there's new evidence that will eventually free him, okay? Here's what she told Natalie Morales on Today.
So your theory is Lacey was kidnapped by the men who were robbing the house across the street, and then they disposed of her body 90 miles away where Scott happened to be fishing. A lot of people would say, well, that seems a little far-fetched.
If you have an opportunity to get away with murder, you're gonna do it.
All right, and that is your Hollywood Minute. And it's hard to believe it's been 20 years since R&B singer Aaliyah tragically died in a plane crash. She was just 22 years old when her life was cut short. And here's a reminder of just how damn talented she was.
What's up? I'm Aaliyah. And if it's happening in entertainment, you can best believe it's happening on E!
I just do what I love.
When I first came out, I didn't say how old I was. I wanted to really keep it a secret because I wanted people to accept me for me, for my music and for my art, and not for, you know, I didn't want people to concentrate on me being 15. You know, she's young, bubblegum act. I wanted them to accept me for Aaliyah.
I performed since I was very, very little, singing, dancing, acting. I want to be known as a full-on entertainer, you know, and be able to dibble and dabble a little bit of everything.
What the hell are you doing here?
I need to ask you something.
No, I'm not talking to you. You get the hell out of my apartment before I call the cops.
I felt like the character had a lot of meat in her. She's edgy, you know, she doesn't take anything. She's got a lot of attitude, but she's sweet at the same time. And I think it's just an ill concept, you know what I'm saying, to modernize Romeo and Juliet. And how I felt it was a good choice for me for my first flick.
I work hard, I put my all into everything I do, whether it be acting, whether it be singing, and I don't worry about anything else. I leave it in God's hands. And what happens, happens. What will be, will be.
If I told you how many times I sat in front of a TV waiting for those videos to come on TRL or Pop-Up Video or 106 in Park. Shout out to Roxy Diaz.
She always did behind the making of the video.
Yes.
I mean, it's so cool. We were just saying those songs have held up like nobody's business. They're so good, all
and
of them.
Finally, I mean, it was released.
Yep.
And I had a good time on Friday night.
Right?
I'm listening.
It was
I
a party.
I listened to this on my way home. So good.
Yes, you guys. After so many years of her estate and her record label in a bitter battle, they finally announced that all of her music is released. You have to check it out on all streaming platforms. But up next, Zen Nguyen is here. Real Housewife of Potomac. Stop it, Lonnie. Wendy Osefo is in the house.
Ow!
Hey, guys, since we're all twerking, I just want to have a conversation. Oh, dear. Ashley brought to me something in which she said you guys saw in a blog about my husband.
Why are you looking at me?
Instead of you coming to me as a woman, you decide to talk to Ashley. And so I'm putting your ass on notice because what you're not going to do, let's be very clear, is you're not going to play with my husband's name. Don't with my family.
Ooh. Please welcome Real Housewife of Potomac and her 4 degrees with Dr. Wendy Osefo, everybody.
Wendy! Wendy!
This is the most exciting day of our lives today, Wendy.
He is losing it, Wendy. He
You're
is.
So funny.
Look.
I love y'all.
Look,
love
we
y'all.
Are watching these rumors come out, and they have affected your friendships. But we have to know, have the rumors affected your marriage?
No, they haven't.
Let them know.
It's funny because when we had that conversation,
Eddie and I already heard about it, you know? That's what happens when you are in and have a platform. People
yes.
talk about you. So it didn't affect us. We just celebrated 10 years of marriage, pal.
Yes.
And it's a lie. So we were not affected. We just here living good with our three kids, loving on each other.
What keeps the marriage strong, though, Wendy? 10 years, all these rumors, people coming at you. What keeps it strong? Mm.
I think you guys have to be best friends. You also have to know each other. Like, I've known Eddie since I was 17. Mm. I could tell when he lies that he burnt the chicken in the oven, okay? So I know when that man is lying. He knows when I'm lying. We know each other. So it's not even anything, but we're really friends. Like, that's my homie. So what you saw there was me defending my best friend. Like, you're not going to talk about my best friend. And
you
he does the same for me.
You
we are very much close.
Oh, yeah.
No, she. Zen Wynn went to the Wynn Reaper Bunny. She was coming for souls. You were not going to talk about her husband like
oh
that.
Oh, my goodness.
But can we get to the root of the problem? Because I honestly feel like, and I think a lot of the women don't realize that they're body shaming you a little bit about what you had done.
They are.
And how does that make you feel as a woman?
They are. It's something that I think a lot of women in professional settings have to go through, where you're put in a box and you're expected to be one thing. And once you start dressing in a certain way, people are like, wait, is something else going on? And that's misogynistic. Women can be smart. We can be sexy. We can be beautiful. Yeah. We can be married. We can be moms. We're multifaceted. And so for people who I thought were my friends to start, you know, questioning the way I dress and trying to link it to something, it was just beyond the pale, honestly. What I realized is, they were trying to do that just to bring up the rumors. That's what we have all realized now.
Yeah, but you look good. Can I say that you look good? You look sexy. You look confident.
Yes.
And that is what is needed. So, and I think that's an inspiration
100%.
For women. You know what I mean?
I also think it's fine to say, you know, I have had children and I, you know, didn't feel my best and I have the means to go ahead and make this work for me and my self-confidence. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all, you know?
What's wrong with it? Justin, I breastfed all three of my kids, okay? My boobies were down in here. Can I get a pick-me-up? Can somebody pick me up, please? Is that okay?
Exactly.
Hello, that's all I wanted.
Well, we have a treat for Justin. We have an exclusive first look at the mid-season trailer. Get ready, Justin.
I'm ready.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
You put your hands on me, you should apologize.
Well, hold up. Chris.
This is the whitest privilege. I have to go. You're being an Wendy.
I'm not your child. Don't yell at me.
Lord of Wendy.
Chuck that tutu. What? Yeah. What?
Wait, they're not tossing salad live on Bravo.
Wendy, how crazy?
Listen, when I tell y'all we are just tipping the iceberg, y'all buckle in. This season is wild. It's not just me and Giselle, honey. Everybody gets into it. Everybody.
Oh, my
everybody.
God.
Look at my dog.
Look, okay. So we're halfway through the season. Halfway through the season. I like to make the prediction.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to have the roughest time at the reunion this year? And why?
Ooh, I think from my vantage point, I think Giselle. Because we see her trying to say, oh, I was just concerned, I was just a friend. But then the same token, she's talked about this rumor to five other people or five times and never once spoke to me about it. So the proof is in the pudding. We got you on camera. You can't be concerned if when I walked in on you, I said, what are you guys talking about? And then you say, oh, nothing. It is what it is. I got some questions, Justin. I got some questions.
By the way, all I need you to do is bring that binder Monique left out over there. Just fill that binder up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. so funny.
You made his day, Dr.
Wendy.
Oh, Lord.
Wendy, you are.
Y'all made my day. I'm so glad to be here.
I've been begging to have you on the show since the first episode, and everybody has been telling me it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm so happy we waited. Wendy, you are a pleasure. You are welcome here anytime. And I will see you on Sunday because The Real Housewives of Potomac is back with a new episode. You guys, catch up on this show. Don't sleep on it. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Love you, Wendy. Yes.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye, Happy. Bye, Ness. Coming up, the celeb who's selling art made of their own blood. We'll be right back.
I have an update on the Crate Challenge, everybody. Jordan McGraw says, I'm for the Crate Challenge. Thank you, Jordan, for the support.
By the way, Jordan McGraw also just called his lawyer and got some more life insurance on Morgan's ass.
He only tweeted that because he's on a mother effing plane later today. I'm not going to see him. So good luck with that. Out of his...
By the way, Lonnie, we love you, but we got something to tell you, honey. I barely have an HMO, okay? Like, I'm still on Obamacare, so I'm going to need you to take your nice-ass PPO from The Real and shove it up your butt, okay?
I just want to thank all the viewers because I got tons. I got at least 20.
What, that's 20 like a people lot. Are watching this show?
20 people are
they're
watching the show.
They're watching it.
Remember when we had 8? We really made it up.
How many of us watch Bridgerton and fantasize about living a life of total luxury?
Ooh.
Well, Teyana Taylor definitely did, and luckily her boo Iman was all for it.
Aww.
Here's a look at tonight's episode of We Got Love, Teyana and Iman.
She Queen Teyana in her mind. She should be able to walk into her room, lift her arms like this, and somebody undress her.
We have one room I can just come in, read a book, I feel like I'm in Bridgerton. Waiting for my suitors.
That's how she wanna live, man. You watch enough Bridgerton, I guess that's what goes on in your mind, man. Teyana will take all that and bring it to 2021 and really live like that.
I wanted it to still have like this kind of feeling, that castle type feeling.
So cute, so cute.
Each other.
They do love each other. Oh, there it is. There's the M in Iman's name that I forgot. just
yeah.
You
know, yeah, that just, was.
Thank you so much,
live.
Gary.
You're great.
Thank
it's
you
happening.
So much. I
love
don't want to live Bridgerton. If I was going to live a movie or a TV show, it would definitely be Pretty Woman. Like, I want to feel like a hoe, and I want you to take me to the diamond store, and I want to go and shop.
Do you not
on
know the hurt
card.
She went through? It was really a lot, that movie. In the end, it worked out.
And you know, the director, actually, in Pretty Woman, he came on The Real, and he said that the actual
no,
ending...
No, she didn't just do it!
The ending was supposed to be that her friend died of a drug overdose, but that the studio said, no, make it a happy ending. But she was actually supposed to die of a drug overdose. I'm just saying, I can... You know what?
Nobody... By the way, Lonnie, are you working for the White House right now, too? Are you like Dr. Fauci, too, right now?
There
you
is.
You have plugged 4 different shows today on this one,
and
show.
And a book. And a Crate Challenge that she doesn't have to be a part of, but we will somehow end up mother...
Crate Challenge Friday. I don't care who says it. This is for us, our people. The Crate Challenge Friday. Tune in.
All right, y'all. Yes.
8 o'clock.
Look, Crate Challenge on Friday. Lonnie's funeral on Saturday. So tune in for that. We're going live at the Blackest funeral on E! After she breaks her goddamn neck. You guys, We Got Love. Teyana and Iman airs tonight at 10 p.m. on E! Come hungry tomorrow. We're going to show you how to make some breakfast sandwiches at the Stars, love.
Finally.
And don't forget to watch Nightly Pop
He's
tonight.
Starving.
Follow us on Instagram. Lonnie, thank you for
coffee?
Being here. We love you.
So,
God.
Iyan.